Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. My name is Ziggy Cormandel. I live in Austin. I've been here a couple of years now by way of LA. I've been in LA for 48 years. And I am president of a company called Stay Healthy, Inc., which is based out of California.
Awesome. So can you just tell us more about your company and how you got the idea for it?
Yeah, so Stay Healthy is interesting. They've been around since 1995. Stay Healthy has been creating software and hardware to help better the lives of people since then. And this is using emerging technology. The main mission for the company is to battle excess body fat. So excess body fat is like one of the key factors in many diseases and comorbidities, right? From, you know, diabetes and cancers, almost all cancers, and heart disease and stroke. So we want to, you know, we really are doing what we can to fix that problem. I had a company before this for about a decade called Augmently, where I had patented technology in augmented reality. And I was doing fun stuff for, you know, Nike and Amgen, Nickelodeon. But when I met the CEO of Stay Healthy, John Collins, you know, you get to a point in your life where, you know, the money, you know, the fun is important, but the money isn't as much, but the mission is. So I said to myself, I could keep using this really awesome AR technology for, you know, movie promotions, you know, automotive promotions, or we can help better the lives of children, right? And of people in this world. So when John saw the technology, he was like, wow, for the first time, not only can we discuss and build technology that helps people change their, or measure, track and change their body fat, but we could show them in AR what their organs look like when it's affected by that much body fat. So that caused a huge call to action, and it's been great. We've helped, you know, millions of people around the world now. So
was your company acquired?
Yes. Sorry. So my company was acquired about 6 years ago. And my main mission when I got there, which was cool, generally Stay Healthy has been helping the adults, teens, and seniors. But the childhood obesity epidemic has been going rampant. It's about 19% now, and it keeps growing. So he said to me, hey, Zig, you've got this cool technology, build a team and figure out how we can educate children on their health and nutrition and their bodies, because it's not being taught at that early age anymore. And we're talking about pre-K and kindergarten.
Right.
So I came on, built a great team. And one of our first missions was we built an app called ColorQuest. And what we did is we studied the landscape of the app store and we realized coloring and puzzles of all things is an activity that's been downloaded billions of times. And coloring is scientifically proven to keep kids calm, at bay. If you ever take a child to a restaurant, the first thing they do is give them some crayons. It keeps them focused and calm. So what we learned is at the time I was just having my first kid and I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old daughter. So everything became more important and I started looking at life through a different lens. And the thing about the coloring, what I realized, you'd be hard pressed not to find at least one, if not five, coloring apps on parents, new parents of young children. But they're coloring Paw Patrol, Barbie, motorcycles, butterflies, unicorns. It's up to the parents to put the materials in front of them. The kid just wants to color. So why not color fruits, vegetables, right? And things of that nature. So we created ColorQuest, which was an app with 90 characters made of fruits and vegetables, very Pixar looking. And the kids would just color in bananas and apples. But every time you're done coloring it, a health tip is read out loud. And then with AR, they could put the character in their room. And our patented pending technology puts the character in the room the way they colored it. So they created that thing. And then they learned things like, did you know a banana is actually a berry? I don't know if you knew that. I didn't until I started. If you get a bee sting, you rub an onion on it, a raw onion on it. So I had a daughter who was 3 years old telling teachers in her class that a banana was a berry. So it was just awesome. And we've had over 4 million downloads. Really cool.
That's amazing. So I guess like in terms of how it works, right? So just to be clear, like your company was acquired by Stay Healthy. And then now it's like they're able to license the technology that you have. And you're sort of like, you're part of Stay Healthy, but you're also like sort of managing your company and sort of the same cadence, I guess, with this component, or I guess like what does it kind of look like?
It was a complete acquisition. So Stay Healthy owns the technology now. I'm president of Stay Healthy. The team is now at Stay Healthy. So no, what we do now is we just use emerging technology like AR and VR and stuff to build tools now to educate families and kids. So we've built 4 apps, you know, over 100 eBooks, you know, things like this. But no, we are 100% Stay Healthy. And again, they've been around since 95. It's an incredible company.
Yeah. So I guess like in terms of all these downloads, like, has it been like, do you guys run ads or how have you gotten, like, you said 4 million? I mean, like, that's awesome. So how have you guys gotten like, you know, that many downloads?
It was really cool, actually. So this was an interesting story is when it started, it's funny, AR really didn't have its moment, kind of having it now with Apple Vision.
Yeah, Pro. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But there was a tease during the Pokemon days that we thought the moment was coming, that would come. But we know now, even with Snapchat, for instance, there's like 300 million snaps a day. So people didn't know they were using AR, but they liked AR. So what we did is we said, hey, let's try something new. So just that component of letting kids color, getting a health tip and putting it in the room, the wow factor was even bigger for the parents. Because, you know, kids aren't supposed to be on Snapchat and Instagram. But now the parents can safely take a picture of them in their living room, their kitchen with this dancing grape or whatever. And when they posted it, the conversation started. People just started going, hey, what is this? And they go, oh, this is new great app. And it just started exploding from there. It won all kinds of awards. We were number one in children's education apps, young children's education in 24 countries. So for instance, we realized a lot of Spanish speaking countries use our app. So we translated it into Spanish and we launched it. And within 4 days, it was number one in Mexico. With no marketing, by the way, this is very, so when we were told, you were asking about the ads. When we were asking we went to a couple of big firms, how could we market this app? We were told the acquisition cost would be $2 to $3. After about a year, we'll get it down to $2. So all we heard is, okay, 1 million users, $2 million. We're not writing that check. So we said, we'll do it ourselves. We can do this. And the first month it was $80. So we're like, what have we done? But the second month and third month was 25 cents and then 10 cents. And we got our customer acquisition down to 3 cents, 6 to 3 cents per user. Just going word of mouth, exploding like that. So we never turned on a mechanism. We wanted to spread the word and get engaged users. So we never really monetized it. But now what we've done is we've converted those characters. Let me back up. Our company has a strong musical background as well. John has ran labels, marketing firms. I've written hundreds of songs and a lot of our team are in the music industry. We wanted to cross promote the app. So we realized we had these characters. We took the 4 more accessible characters, the grape, the apple, the banana, and the carrot. And we said, let's make a band, a virtual band. And we call that band the Snacktown All-Stars because the All-Stars of snacking should be fruits and vegetables and not cookies and stuff. So we wrote one song. That's it. The Stay Healthy Shake. Just like maybe this will help. And we did a song and a dance that taught kids how to move, shake, jump, and bounce within a 3-minute song. It got 2 million views. So we're like, all right, that's interesting. So then we had some friends over at Universal Music Group and Bungalow Records, and they caught wind of it. And they said, hey, you know, can you write something for Christmas? This was kind of cool. So we could do that. So we created the Healthy Holiday Mashup, where we took many popular children's Christmas songs and changed the lyrics. Deck the halls with corn and holly, fa-la-la-la, a banana, and made an all healthy twist. 1.5 million downloads. So then we started getting hit list on Apple. So long story short, we have the Snacktown All-Stars signed to an exclusive distribution deal with Bungalow Records, Universal Music Group. We have over 130 singles, 150,000 subscribers, you know, and now we're rolling out mini shows. We have 200 videos out there, eBooks, and all this finally had come to what we've been wanting to do was create this Stay Healthy Bundle. And that's where we monetize. So the Stay Healthy Bundle, if you go to stayhealthybundle.com, it's a free bundle for parents of young children. And it has everything we've created. So it has all our apps, it has hundreds of videos, it has eBooks, it has flashcards. It's all free, hundreds of hours of education. And then later, if you want to continue, it's a nominal fee of $1.99 a month. So now we're starting to get, because before we were paying for our traffic, now we have like real organic traffic and real users. And it's awesome, you know, 100 million views plus, 1 million hours watched. So to see this baby grow from just, hey, let's make a song to where it's at now, engaging all these families is just incredible to watch.
For sure. But when you say like, you know, word of mouth, is it more so like Stay Healthy had this email list, or is it like just ASO traffic, like on the App Store? Like, I guess like what, like when you say word of mouth, like what specific channel was it that actually helped you scale to the, you know, that number of downloads?
Sure. It was social shareability, but it was also within the app, right? Because we don't let the kids share, right? To be COPPA compliant. Within the app, all these videos and photos that moms and dads took, they're allowed to share it through their app, and they would share it to grandma, to friends. And from there, the conversation started, and we just started seeing these downloads go and go and go. And then
we leveraged
the fact that we have this amazing AR technology, and some of the biggest companies in the world didn't. So we've partnered with companies like Tiny Beans, who has like 28 million, you know, monthly subscribers. And we did like a co-promotion, you know, we did a song and a dance, we wrote a song and a video for them, and they featured it, and we featured theirs, and we created an ebook for them. And we started doing that along the way with companies like YMI, Young Minds, with millions of followers. So it's just been great because of the mission at hand. And because we're truly, this is a very important thing to us. It translates, and people don't, they know we're not out there just for the money and things like that. And we just have some really amazing partners, you know, and look, we have the in-house capabilities that no one's really doing. What we're doing, doing the convergence of entertainment and healthcare the way we do. So to have a healthcare company with a full in-house team that has capabilities of augmented reality, VR, website development, animation is, you know, second to none. So we're able to crank these things out for ourselves and our partners.
For sure. So I guess, like, I mean, for 2024, right? Like, what are you really focused on? Because I think that, like, I'm not sure if you guys are doing this already, but even like partnerships with different educational institutions or, like, you know, daycares, things like that. So is that something like on your vision board? Or I guess, like, what are you really focused on for this year?
So you nailed it on the head. We're actually doing a tour now that we're setting up for preschools around the country for the bundle. So what we want to do is we want to give it away to all families, right? So just unlock it for a year, give it away. It helps. And we get to track, we get to measure track the change to see how many people, how much usage, you know? So that's what we're doing. And we're also doing a lot of podcasts. We're about to, because as you know, that really, really works. We want to do a lot of mommy podcasts and mommy bloggers. And again, the interest has been amazing, you know, because while we are, you know, we do want to promote the Stay Healthy bundle, It's a free package, you know. We just really want to spread this mission. And the main thing right now for us is the childhood obesity. It's so bad. And by the way, the numbers vary amongst age as well as ethnicities, you know. So from 2 to 6 year old, you're about 12% obese, where 6 to 11 year olds are around 20%. But in Hispanic children, it's about 26%. In Black children, 24%. So, you know, that's why about 50% of all our songs, about 100 videos have been translated to Spanish as well. And soon we're also going into other countries. So we want to start doing it in Portuguese for Brazil, you know, and things of that nature. So, yeah, it's really awesome. About spreading the brand this year, like getting it out there, the bundle. Yeah,
for sure. So obviously AR is a big part of your focus, but what about AI? Is that something that you guys are focused on too?
We are. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. So now we're going to start. We're being careful, by the way, of course, as you know, what's going on with AI. But yes, to have, you know, chat bots that are gated and that are very safe for children, right? To have story time about, you know, you'd have to see our videos to understand. We have stories and classic stories, classic nursery rhymes that we put a health twist on it. But we want to be able to have an open dialogue with the child. If the child has a true question about that, you know, what are the benefits or, you know, why are apples good for me? Why should I go outside? That the chatbot can answer it. So we're working with that now. We're actually working it for a client where, you know, the client's being a little more brave, if you will. They're just like, let's just do it. So we get to work out the kinks with them. We're going to be very, very careful about what we put out there. It has to be completely COPPA compliant and safe. So, but yes, of course, AI. And by the way, we've adopted AI in our workflow massively. So I'll tell you that, like massive, 80% on the production side now. So when we were able to, you understand this, when we were able to create an ebook a month, you know, we've created about 100 in the last 2 months.
Wow.
So it, and important, awesome information you can get out. It's real cool. So now in the bundle before, where you'd have to build so much before you could launch, we're promising a new app, new ebooks and new colored books every month, and we're delivering. So it's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm a tech geek and an artist, so I'm geeking all out on AI, like big time.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you guys face right now?
Well, I'd say it's customer acquisition is tough, right? Because in the nature of our business, like our YouTube channel is categorized as a children's channel. So we have to turn off sharing and we have to turn off comments. So as you know, comments and sharing is a big thing. right, as far as getting your name out there. So now we're, of course, you know, exploring TikTok, you know, but with TikTok, we're marketing to the parents, not to the kid. And that's another thing. Our core audience is two ways, right? You can see it's like 2 to 6 year olds, but it's really the parent, because we have to get the parent to decide to watch our stuff, right? So it's really been that. And but only now, literally in the last, you know, year, we've bumped up to 150,000 subscribers and it keeps growing. So we're seeing that the word of mouth is really getting out there. We partnered with a great company called TrueSend, who does cold email outreach. And again, this is a perfect example. This company has hundreds of millions of emails, okay? All opted in, all legit, families, and they charge a lot of money. But because of the mission at hand, we're partnering. And they're willing to spread this word out. So we're going to start doing a lot of email marketing as well. Yeah, we're excited to see and explore different ways. And AI, by the way, you know, is there a way to use AI in a safe and, you know, a safe and ethical way, right, to get the message out more without spamming people? So it's exciting.
Sure.
It's exciting. Yeah.
Well, I think in terms of email, so how do you focus on like lifetime value? Like, do you have, I guess, like once somebody signs up, do you send them like lots of emails to keep them? Cause I think especially with apps, you know, churn is a big thing, right? So do you send like lots of emails to kind of like minimize churn or keep the parents engaged? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah. So that's the idea with the bundle, right? We realized even that even with the coloring app, we would have to send push notifications every so often, basically to remind them it's there. Okay. Again, the issue is you're reminding the parent. So even if the kid wants to color, it's the parent has to not be busy at that moment to go, oh yeah, time to color. So the bundle kind of fixes that for us because we add new content every month. It gives us a reason, a non-spammy reason, to hit the families at least twice a month. Remind them the month is coming up. Hey, by the way, there's some new stuff. And then have actually a third time afterwards, right? Hey, we've noticed you haven't looked into it, as your child realized that this month's activities was about exercise. So yeah, it's a lot of push notifications and email, you know, retargeting those who we saw that came in and then bailed, of course, right? And never converted. We kind of send little reminders. And then also we send things that don't have necessarily a call to action. So things like did you knows, or, you know, top fives, things to do with your kids outside this summer, things like that. Yeah. So we like to stay in front of them. Yeah. But again, we realize, as big as 150,000 sounds to some people, obviously we're not in the millions. So we do need good partners to help spread the word. And that's a big, big part of what we do. We're constantly leveraging our technology and our knowledge to get new partners that can help us spread the word.
So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you joined Stay Healthy?
It's so funny, right? Because everything's changed now, right? With AI and everything. Like, I give you different advice in a year than I would 10 years ago. But biggest advice, I think it's just, and I guess you hear this from a lot of entrepreneurs, but it's funny. I read this somewhere. Successful people will never knock you. People that aren't doing anything will knock you. So every time we'd have these big grand ideas, you know, and the thing that was great about John Collins, the CEO, is he never pushed back. I have a wacky, like I'm a mad scientist, and I'll sit there, we should do this. And he'd always let us try it. So I would say calculated risks, you know, playing it safe. You cannot get where you want to get. But then, you know, I think the problem with a lot of times too, especially with these influencers and the youth today, is they're seeing the success stories. So they're hearing about Prime and Logan Paul, and they're hearing about the success story. So now everybody can do it, right? And you can't.
Right.
It's not all that easy. You have to grind. And, you know, even in the beginning, we started, you know, we were hiring a lot of younger guys, younger kids, and they were like super talented, but no drive, entitled, like was amazing. And I'm 51, you know, and I still
kind of see that a lot. Yeah.
Grind. And they're like, you know, work harder, not, you know, work smarter, not harder. But what if you worked smarter and a little harder? You know, it's like, you still should have to drive. So I would say, look, calculated risks, right? Don't play it safe, but then also don't be like all in on one big idea because you saw the big guys do it because you read about the successes, you know? I worry about that, about today's youth. I really do, you know?
Yeah, for sure. At least like for me, like I'm like, if in sales, like if you don't have, you know, calendar fully booked, like go and find people, you know, things like that. It's like those small things that like the hustle for some people is just not there. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Stay Healthy?
I think a year from now, we're going to have, I'm sure we're going to have a couple of shows on. So we're pitching some really big shows now to some networks. We're going to have some shows. I think you're going to see this bundle. You know, I think we're going to be in the millions, which is going to be great of downloads. And we'll probably be poised. Look, we're looking to exit at some point, you know, we think we'll get gobbled up by one of the big boys. You know, we have a lot to offer. We've created so much content with entertainment and health intermixed, and especially in the children's area, that, you know, we heard from one of the big networks, no one's doing what you guys have been doing since VeggieTales. I don't even know if you know what VeggieTales is, because you're a lot.
I remember it. Yeah.
Right. So, and you think about that, you're like, it really isn't. And even the biggest shows in the world, the Cocomelons, the, you know, Daniel Tigers, huge shows, they're amazing. My kids grew up on them. But every fifth episode, every 10th episode, something about health. We're the only company that's 100% health content oriented. So I think, you know, we might be getting some knocks on the door, you know, hopefully.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media, or I guess best ways for somebody to get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So contact me, ziggy@stayhealthy.com. Easy. But I want everybody to check out the Stay Healthy Bundle, stayhealthybundle.com. And then on YouTube, go to YouTube and check out the Snacktown All-Stars, you know? And definitely email me directly anytime, but check out those channels, because there's something for everybody. And it's funny, like every executive, you know, maybe you, everybody either has kids, a grandkid, a niece they like. And it's just amazing. Everybody that goes there goes, we're gonna get them on the coloring app right away. And then we're here for them forever. They love it. So if you have any, I don't know if you have kids,
but I have two nephews that definitely could use it. So
they're going to thank you. They're going to love it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Ziggy, thank you so much for your time today.
Of course. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.